These days, attention spans are short, like really short. You only have a few seconds to grab someone's attention in your short form videos on social media. And if you feel the pressure, no worries, I've got you covered in this episode. Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you're joining me here on this episode of the podcast where I'm talking about keeping the attention of folks in your short form videos. Okay, so there have been studies out there that suggest that you just have a few seconds to captivate your audience before they just scroll on by, and this is very true. Even before my time as a copywriter and video storytelling strategist, you know, when I worked in TV news, you know, that was something to keep top of mind. Hooking my viewers, right? Hooking the viewers from the very top, hooking them from like the anchor intro when I had to write like an intro for the anchor that intros me. And then I would write my intro. Then I would obviously have to write my intro of the actual story. So I had like three intros to write most of the time. So it was like, you got to keep people's attention. Like, why does this matter? What is in this for me? You know, and these days when it comes to social media and you as an online coach, you got to keep in mind that people are flooded with content all day, every single day. Too much content that everyone is flooded with. And the reality of it is they decide very quickly whether they are going to continue watching something or not, whether it is worth their time. And being aware of this, you know, it really does help you. So when you focus on getting down to the specifics, getting to the point, you know, people will love that about you. They will love that about your content. So in this episode, let's apply that skill to your videos, especially like your direct-to-camera videos, because I want more online coaches to do more of these in a very purposeful way. So the first thing is making sure that you have a great hook, a compelling hook. And so when I say a compelling hook, I'm talking about a very provocative question, a intriguing statement, or something that really speaks to your audience and makes them think, I need to hear more of what this person has to say. So you want to have a compelling hook that's going to draw them in. It gives them some type of, oh, wow, like I got to keep listening to them, okay? And in one of my previous episodes, I talked about, you know, setting up your videos just briefly, making sure that you have the right lighting and you have the right sound. That also impacts whether or not someone will continue listening, watching your video. Watching, rather, because we're talking about video. So making sure that they can hear you, making sure that they can see you. Just don't half do stuff. Just don't press record just to press record because video is a thing now. Make sure you have the right lighting. Make sure you have the right audio so you can be clear and people can see you, okay? And also, I mentioned in another episode, you know, about just not being, you know, overly professional and not sounding stuffy or stiff, okay? So just getting to the point, having that clear, concise language, that is the main thing that's going to drive them well, they have to hear and see you, but you know what I mean. You gotta draw them in with those words, okay? And you want to tailor those words specifically to your audience. You know, you want to know your ideal clients better than anyone else. You want to know them like the back of your hand. So you want to know, okay, what are their pain points? What are their goals? You can use that knowledge to create an opening line that speaks directly to them, okay? It's like when they come across your video, they want to say, okay, this is definitely for me. Like, I gotta keep on watching. I gotta see what else they gotta say, okay? Also, when it comes to those elements like sound and seeing and stuff like that, sound especially, you know, when you have these direct-to-camera videos, you can add some more depth to it. I like to do this in mine, add some background music that can, you know, just add some more context, another feel to the video. But you want to also be careful so that audio, that music that's playing in the background, does not overpower your voice. I like to lower mine and make sure and listen to it to make sure that it's not overpowering my voice. So, you know, like for instance, if you're talking about stress management, why not add some type of soft, calming music that works in the background of you talking in your video? But again, do not, you know, overpower your voice. Make sure that you're listening back to it before you publish the video. You don't want to have it just playing full of music and your mouth is moving, but people don't really understand what you're saying. And also, again, when it comes to sound, obviously you don't have to sound overly professional. You don't have to sound, you know, overly professional, but just be clear and confident in your speech, because that will, you know, drive someone to either keep watching or not keep watching. If you don't sound confident and you're not very clear in your speech, then why would someone keep watching? So if you're like being monotone and not, you know, very confident and clear, you could risk losing someone from watching your video, no matter how good your opening line was. Another thing is, you know, how about adding some props and graphics? Coming from my reporting background, we used to do you know, sometimes in our stories, you know, you could do things like stand-ups where you could, you know, have an example of something that you were referencing, could have a prop or something just to add more depth to the story. And so you could have that as well in your Instagram reels. So some type of relevant prop in your direct-to-camera videos. Let's say, for example, you are a fitness coach and you're doing this direct-to-camera video talking about hydration. Why not hold up a water bottle that could reinforce that point? It sounds so simple, but a lot of people don't do this. And so it just adds more depth. Make it feel more relatable and more human. So, but make sure that, you know, whatever type of props that you have, they're not very distracting, like something that's very distracting. You can also add graphics to your reels as well. Those are very helpful, but make sure that whatever you use is not very distracting. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. I want to, you know, see you all do more direct to camera videos and also be comfortable with them and hook people right off top so they can continue watching and they can understand the message that you are sending in the video. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. If it has been, be sure to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. It only takes a minute for you to tell me your thoughts. Tell me your thoughts about why you love tuning in to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. And again, hopefully this has been helpful for you, and I will chat with you soon.